This is Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
And we go now to Professor Cheryl Saunders, a constitutional scholar at the University of Melbourne. Professor, good morning.
Good morning, Mitchell.
Thank you very much for joining us. There's a bit of a discussion taking place at the Melbourne Town Hall tonight. It's called, What's the Best Way to Reform Australian Democracy?
Yeah, well, what's the best way to reform Australian federalism as well? The two are linked in what's going to go on tonight.
And just explain what might trigger the need to reform democracy and also federalism. What problems are we seeing under the current system?
Well, look, the reason why we sort of undertook this exercise is that there is an exercise in federalism reform going on at the moment by negotiations between the governments triggered by the federal government. But these attempts at federalism reform tend to be very bureaucratic. And just looking at the problems, which are legion in many respects, I can come back to those. It occurred to my colleague and myself that the real key to all of this is to focus on democracy. I mean, at the end of the day, having multi-level government is to improve Australian democracy, and that seems to be the touchstone that we should use in working out whether various approaches work or not.
But a big problem to me seems to be a lot of overlap where the federal government's intervening in state responsibilities or things that were residual powers in the Constitution and that sort of thing, and as a result there's sort of a bit of a shifting of responsibility. At least that's my personal observation.
Yeah, and your personal observation is quite right. There's a tremendous amount of duplication. And some of it unnecessary. So we would say that, first of all, you need to get back to a division of responsibilities that, if you like, focuses on the notion of subsidiarity, that government is at a low level, if it's practicable there, so that it can be responsive to the demands of the people and that it can be much more inclusive and participatory. And to the extent that you do need collaboration, which will obviously be necessary in some areas, that's much more transparent and accountable, and that equally the people can find a way of expressing their voice in that.
And an argument that seems to come up on a regular basis is the desire of some to completely abolish the states altogether. Is there some merit in that?
Well, I personally don't think so. I think that in a country of this geographic size and with this history, federalism is a very good system of government. And I also think that the configuration of the Federation, even though the states are large entities, it works quite well for Australia. It means that the states are by and large viable, and it means that when you do want to cooperate, you've got a relatively small number of partners to do it with. But even for those who do think that you should abolish federalism in Australia, that sort of argument has been a way of derailing federal democratic reform for the last 40 years. Every time the issue comes up, someone says, oh, but shouldn't we abolish them? The reality is that's not going to happen. Mm. And there are very different views held about this, say, in downtown Sydney and downtown Perth. And we should, I think, accept the basic structure of the system as we have it, but get on with ensuring that it works in the way we want it to work.
Well, I suppose there's always talk in Perth about them seceding from the rest of Australia, although that may not be the case anymore since the mining boom has slowed down a bit.
I don't think secession's on the cards, but I think the point you make has some historical relevance. I mean, you probably don't recall, but from history days, but the West only just decided to join the Federation because it was so far away from the centres of power, and New Zealand decided not to join it because it was so far away from the centres of power. And the way of getting a nation for a continent and a continent for a nation, the old saying went, was to make sure that there was multi-level government. And that's what we've got. It's a very sensible design for us, but for the reasons that you identified earlier when you were talking about duplication and overlap and a bit of a muddle about who's accountable for what, we need to think a little bit more clearly about that.
You also raise another point there, because I know the Senate is called the States House, and you see that each state has equal representation there, even though maybe with the party system that's been lost a bit. So does that have to be looked at? And I know there's talk about even more Senate reform that could be taking place.
Well, look, the Senate's an interesting problem. I mean, you're quite right. It does operate largely as a party house. On the other hand, it does play at least this much of a federalism role, which is that states with small populations do end up with, like Tasmania, for example, do end up with more members in the federal parliament and therefore more people who can articulate the state position. So it's not entirely irrelevant to federalism and to democracy for that matter. I think that the challenge of reforming the Senate is also overlaid by the fact that even though the Senate doesn't take state interests or federalism interests to heart when it makes decisions, it does provide a bit of a balance to the House of Representatives, which is so controlled by the party.
That's very true.
And so that we see that at the election time. You know, I don't think it's any accident. It's partly to do with the vagaries of the voting system, for example. But it's clear that a lot of Australians vote for people other than representatives of the main parties in the Senate. And that they do it deliberately.
And if we look back to the reforms needed if we want to get rid of the issues of duplication and, I suppose, the federal government interfering in what should be the state powers and that sort of thing, what do we need to do, do you think? Do we need to shift a lot of that power to the federal government, or do the states need to take more of an active role, even in things like collecting revenue, which I think they can't really do a great deal of at the moment?
I would like the state level of government to be rejuvenated, because I think that that is actually also important for Australian democracy. I mean, the state parliaments and the state governments are based in the heart of the states, which is where the bulk of Australians live. And to the extent that it's practicable for them to exercise functions of government, and there are many functions which are still able to be exercised at the state level, I think they should do it, and I think they should do it in a way that is accountable to their people. And I think that state politics should be structured in a way that deliberately attracts people of a broader range of people with real capacity and public commitment into public service. So that's what I would like to see. Of course, there will still need to be cooperation, collaboration of various kinds for various purposes between the levels of government, but that then needs to be set up and managed in a way that is much more transparent and much more deliberately structured and focused on goals than is the case at present.
Well, it's a fascinating discussion. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Professor. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you very much, Professor Cheryl Saunders there, a constitutional scholar at the University of Melbourne. We'll go to a track of music now on Mitchell's Front Page. Joining us next will be Delia Rickard, who is the acting chair of the ACCC, and she'll be talking about this issue of scams. $45 million already lost by Australians so far this year to scams. We're only halfway through, so I'll see what Delia has to say about this after the break and after the track of music.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Day, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.